Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kalyani Castech Limited FY 2024 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Naresh Kumar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Sagar. Dear Kalyani family, namaskar. Today's brief agenda about this con call is, some of the shareholders are new, so we will be telling about our company, brief introduction of our promoter group. We will discuss the financials of FY 2023-24, future plan, and then what are the major drivers of our growth. We will be discussing that also during our conversation. So, about the company. The company has started its operation in 2014 as a small steel foundry, and major customer at that point of time was Indian Railways. In 2021, the company has diversified into container manufacturing and made the dormant sector live and bubbling. Earlier, there was not much of container manufacturing activities were taking place in India. So we were the basically driver for this kind of manufacturing. The company has manufactured more than 8,000 containers in these 3 years till now and saved almost 220 crores of foreign exchange in the last 3 years. Your company main focus is to design and develop containers for the clients in order to reduce their unit cost of transportation. As you may be aware that the reduction of logistic cost is the focus point for the government. Comparatively, our logistic cost in India is higher compared to other developed economies. So our focus is to how we can reduce the transportation cost of our customers, besides, of course, the manufacturing of these kind of containers. Our innovative ideas are appreciated by Minister for Railways, Mr. Sri Vaishnav, Government of India. And he, along with 150 railway officers, visited our plant to appreciate and understand various innovative ideas we do and which are benefiting Indian Railways. So now I will be giving you a brief introduction about our promoter group. I am Naresh Kumar. I am M.Tech in Mechanical Engineering from IIT Madras. I have served Indian Railways as classman officer for 17 years. I have been the architect of many innovative works on Indian Railways, like running of double stack trains, running of double stack bar container trains for rectified route. I have been engaged in design, development and manufacturing of special containers in order to reduce unit cost of transportation. Our mission is how we can reduce the logistic cost overall. Another promoter group is Jaiprakash Mangani. He is basically based in Calcutta. He runs his own NBFC firm, and he helps the company in making strategic planning and advice on financial matters. The third promoter group is Javed Aslam. He is a civil engineer. He is running his own business of real estate in India and abroad, and he advises company on strategic important issues. Now, we will be discussing the financials of the FY 2023-24. The highlights of the financials are total income has increased by 50% from 6336 to 95111 on year-on-year basis. EBITDA has increased by 21% from 11.65 crore to 14.13 crores. Profit before tax increased by 22%, that is 13 crore against 10.76 crores. Profit after tax, that has also increased by almost 19%, 9 crore 60 lakhs against 8.05 crores. And number of physical tons also, we have increased the number of container manufactured by 50% from 2370 to 3550 containers. Basically, we make various kind of containers like 20 feet, 40 feet, 40 feet heavy strength to 40 feet for 42 feet for coils, etc. So there is a unit called TEU, that is 20 feet equivalent. The cost of the TEU is 2.66 lakhs. And whatever the cost of the containers, we divide it by that, so the number comes from there. The earning per share has substantially increased from 6.06 to 16.43. The book value per share is now 70.13 against 28.50. Current ratio increased to 3.99 from 2.3 on year-on-year basis. Debt to equity ratio has decreased substantially from 0.24 to 0.15. Now I'll be discussing about the major clients during the previous years. Our biggest client has been DP World, CJ Darcel, Tristan Logistics, Navkar Corporation, Mazdan Dock Limited as a Government of India company under Ministry of Defense, Silmar Shipping of Russia, that is we have done for export to containers for them. Now I will be discussing what is the status as of now for the FY25. The company has sufficient order for this year, and there is a lot of buoyancy in this sector comparatively. And we have got orders for special containers like dwarf containers for steel products, 42 feet containers, 40 feet containers for coil and pipe transportation. And in addition, we have got 20 feet containers for enhanced capacity, which are having the side access doors also. So presently, in last 2 months, we have got orders of around 80 crores for this financial year, for around 2,400 TEUs for this FY, and we are expected to complete these orders by 15 October 2024. And now we are in negotiation for further orders. So this time we will be touching almost 5,000 containers in this FY, against 3550. So in order to see the buoyancy in this sector, the company has taken advanced steps in increasing the capacity to meet the increased demand of our customer. So we are adding additional cranes. Shear and bending machines, we have already added one set each. And we are developing some of the little less utilized area for the productive use. The approximate cost of this capex will be around 100 lakhs, around 1 crore rupees. And we have, in addition to the above customers, we have added 2-3 new customers at this point of time during this FY. And we are expecting good amount of orders from them. Again, that the major driver for the growth during this year or the years to come, Indian Railways have liberalized its maximum dimension compared to the previous one. And now we can make more higher containers. We can load in the light cargo to the capacity of the wagons. For this, we have already got orders from one of the customers. And we are using containers for steel products and pipes. Our focus in this financial year and the year ahead would have been customized containers for the bulk cement and flyers, customized bulk food grains. There is a lot of focus of Indian Railways also to increase their commodity basket and to enter into the more finished goods which can be transported through rail. So container will be used for those kind of cargo and finished goods. Another big development which is taking place for us is that till now our focus had been in the domestic market. Now we wanted to enter into the global market also. And in this regard, we have engaged a consultant in Dubai for exploring possibility of setting up a container manufacturing somewhere in UAE. To take advantage of these CIPA agreements with various countries of the UAE. Jafja and Dubai government are very keen to have this kind of facility in UAE, and we have got a number of meetings with their higher officials in this regard. Thank you for your participation in this con call and listening to us presently, and assure you that your company is in the safe hands. We would like to hear your valuable suggestions and questions if any. Please feel free to ask any clarification. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, if you have any questions at this moment, you may press star and one. Our first question is from the line of C.A. Garvit Goyal from Invest Analysis Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yes, please.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My first question is on our margin side. So, we were having the margins of somewhere around 4.5% in FY22, which further increased to 18% in FY23, and currently at 14%. So, my first question is, what is the expected sustainable margins moving forward, and what are the factors that have contributed to these significant margin fluctuations in the past?
So, you are comparing 3 years now. 22, 23, 24.
Okay.
Basically, you see, we have started the container manufacturing in 21 only on the major scale. And that was our first year of manufacturing containers. And we took orders considering the steel prices at that time, which were prevalent due to COVID. The steel prices were very low. But suddenly, after the around 6-7 months, the steel prices have increased substantially. So there is less margins at that point of time. And we were really wanted to get more orders, so margins were also less during that period. While the situation has slightly reversed during the later years, in the 22-23 years, so there we have got good margins. For the 23-24, if you see the first half, we have got EBITDA of around, what is the percentage? From 16%, 16-17%. For the second half, it has come down to 14%. The main reason for this is that during the second half, we have got some government orders. We wanted to have our credentials for the government orders also. So we have to take those orders on tender. So their margin was slightly lower compared to other containers.
So, how the margins will shape up going ahead? Like, what kind of sustainable margins?
Basically, let me tell you, PBT and all, I will not be able to comment, but I will be able to comment on PAT. PAT will be between 10-13%, anywhere 13%. And this year,
hello,
am I clear?
You were not audible.
So we had lost your voice in between. So,
should I speak again?
Yes, sir. The last sentence.
Yeah, basically, you see, this time we are expected to grow by 40-50% during this financial year, and our PAT will be around 10-13% of that.
10-13% is the PAT margins, and 40-50% is the top line growth. Is that
top line growth? Top line growth. Because you see, we have already got 80 crores of orders that will be able to complete by maximum by 15th of October. So we have got another 5.5 months to reach to that point. And there is a good buoyancy in this sector at this point of time.
Understood, sir. And sir, you mentioned like we are focusing on the specialized containers. So is there like we are participating for the government project. So who are the other competitors? Like why we have to compromise on the margin side that you mentioned in that in second half?
There are small competitors. Like one is the DCM container, and there is a DB shipping container. There are small competitors which take the small orders and competing to for this.
Understood, sir. And sir, like, what are the new business opportunities or any kind of diversification that the company is currently exploring? So, can you put some color on that apart from this container business?
You see, we have got some plans to diversify for the diversification, but we at this point of time it is still on the drawing board. Once the things are at certain point of time, then we will let you know through our BSC exchange this thing.
It's nothing specific right now, right?
No, plans are there, but they are on the drawing board. Unless they shape up to some extent, we don't want to disclose that.
And sir, lastly, on the steel prices, like how do you see our business getting affected from the fluctuation in the steel prices? Like whether we are able to pass on the effect of the increase or decrease in the steel prices, or how do you see it going ahead?
You see, the basically fluctuation or organic fluctuation in steel prices are sometimes 1 rupee higher or sometimes 1 rupee lower. So that doesn't make much of a difference. So say per container we use steel around 1800 kg to 1900 kg. So if it is 1 rupee difference, so maybe adverse impact of 2000 rupees on the margins, or sometimes if it is lower, then it may be around 2000 bonus for us. So that note, that doesn't reflect much unless there is a COVID-like situation where the fluctuations were very high.
Actually, my question is more towards the passing on effect, like whether if there
no,
is any...
No, we have got fixed price orders. We have got fixed price orders. We don't have any price variation clause in our orders.
So in that case, obviously, if there is an increase in the raw material, our margins will get impacted, right? Is that understandable?
Likely, yes. Generally, our orders are not more than 3 to 4 months old. So we complete those orders within 3 to 4 months. And then the fresh order will be at the basically revised steel cost and other raw material cost.
Understood. And sir, you mentioned we have 80 CR of order book which will get executed by October 24. What kind of new negotiations that we are currently into it, which will further drive the growth for rest of the year, like you mentioned 40 to 50% top line?
This time we have got good inquiries and we have been negotiating with them and we have given them the timelines and all these things. So as I told you, this sector, unfortunately,
what is the pipeline size that we are into currently?
So we told that 80 crores we have already got, we will be around 150 to 45 to 50 crores this time.
Understood. That's it from my side, sir. All the best for the future.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Singh from Invest Analysis Advisory. Please go ahead.
My question is already answered.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ayush Vadwani from Fulgens Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes. Yeah, please go ahead.
Just wanted to know total order book as on date. Can you mention
that I mentioned, right? At this point of time, we have got order book of around 80 crores.
Oh, I thought it's still 8 October. Okay.
No, order book is there, but these are to be completed by the first week of October.
Okay. And second thing I just want to ask you, what's our current... Hello, am I audible, sir? I think...
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to know current capital, our current utilization of our plant, of containers basically.
The current utilization is around 70 to 75%.
Okay. Any future plan for any capex for production?
Yeah, I think I have mentioned around that we have already planned the capex of around 1 crore rupees.
Okay.
Out of which around 30 lakhs we have already utilized. And 70 lakhs we will be utilizing within one and a half months.
Okay. Any future plans for fundraise of anything specific for any diversification, as you said?
We may require, if our this Dubai project takes some shape, that at that point of time we may require some funds.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Please.
The next question is from the line of CA Varun Agarwal from Networthy Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, we have seen a slight drop in revenue in H2 compared to H1. Can I know the possible reasons for that?
Yeah, that is there. As I explained you that in the second half, the steel prices were almost 3 to 4 rupees lower than the first half. So we have to give these discounts to our end customers because we can't keep the charging higher prices. That is number one.
Okay.
Number two, as I told you, that we have to take certain government orders. So that goes
right
through tenders, and there we have to keep the margin on the top line both on the lower side.
So you mean to say that in H2 compared to H1, volume-wise we have shown growth, but value-wise it is down.
Yeah, well, we are almost the same. That number of countries. Just a minute, please. In the meantime, you can ask some other people. I asked my CA to see the.
Okay, I did not hear the comments about the Dubai expansion very clearly in the opening commentary. Can you update me the status of that?
So I read that paragraph again for your this thing. Your company has been amongst the leading players in domestic market. Now it has planned to go into global market, making world as battleground. In this regard, we have engaged consultants in Dubai for exploring the possibilities of setting up a container manufacturing plant in UAE to get advantage of SEPA and with various other countries, including India. Jafja, that is Jabaleli Free Trade Zone Authority, and the Dubai government, they have visited us in India, and we have also visited them in Dubai, and so we have got number of meetings in this regard. Am I clear so far?
Yes, sir. So whatever is the conclusion of this visit which they have done, that will come forward before us this year, right? Whether it is positive or negative.
Yeah, basically we have to evaluate that we have to keep our viability test.
Right.
And, so that should not get affected because then we will be entering into the EXIM market and China will be the direct competition in that. So they are offering some PLI kind of thing also. Let us see how much we will be able to convince them. So we are keeping our finger crossed at this point of time on the project. So we are taking help of the consultant who is Dubai based.
Right. And compared to last year, our trade receivables have jumped from 1.6 crore to 16 crore. So are we facing any slowdown in the payments from our debtors?
Just a minute. So what is the question? Trade receivables.
Compared to last year, our debtors or trade receivables have increased quite a lot. So our payments are in time or we are experiencing any delay in payments?
Actually, you are asking of the that
your customer payments.
That are basically mainly that good amount of money was stuck up with the government department because they have got their own cycle, which is primarily produced from the March and last week of the February.
So post the end of this year, have we received this money or it is still
we have received.
Okay. And are we facing any pricing pressure from the competitors? That is why we are feeling pressure on our margins, sir?
That was primarily for the government containers, which are to be taken on the tender basis, not on the one-to-one negotiation.
Okay. Okay, so the volume number, were you able to check, sir? Volume H1 versus H2 volume.
We have manufactured 1850 container and H2 1700 containers. So there is a dip of around 150 containers.
And FY25, what is the number we are targeting, sir?
Around 5000.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
The next question is from the line of Bharat Bhusan, who's an investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Naresh Kumar. I have a simple question. We have an order book of 80 crores. And am I audible?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, we have an order book of 80 crores. Can you bifurcate out of this 80 crores, how much is your inland containers and how much is for the EXIM containers?
Basically, these are all domestic containers. is always a bonus for us. But as I told you, basically the containers which we manufacture are being used by the container train operators who have license to run their own container trains from Indian Railways. So basically, presently the whole order book is from the domestic containers only.
So can you please put some color on that? Why is there any problem with our prices of the inland containers? Because there are some Indian container line companies who are placing orders for HM containers either with some Ahmedabad-based companies or some Chinese companies. But why we are not able to compete with Indian companies for HM containers?
You see, there are very few requirements of the HM containers for the Indian companies. Basically, there is not a big shipping line. The HM containers are, you know, owned by the shipping lines. And there is no big shipping line in India which operates container ships from out of India. And China has got advantage in this regard because one is the economy of scale, another is the government support in terms of PLI. Third is that, you know, China is a net exporting country. So with the container, they even give the cargo also so that the empty repositioning cost becomes zero. In fact, they earn out of it. So these are the advantages which will come to us maybe next 3 to 4 years when we will be also doing a good amount of merchandise export. And government may think of helping us in terms of PLI. Then we can enter into that also.
Okay, sir. And what is our current capacity?
Our current capacity, as I told you, we are using almost 70 to 75%. Again, we have taken measures to increase the capacity.
Utilization. What is our total capacity? Monthly capacity.
Monthly, we can do almost 400 containers a month.
400 containers a month. Okay, thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jaydeep from Sundaram Family. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes, please. Very clear.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I had two, three questions. The first question is, actually in H2, we mentioned we have delivered 1,700 containers versus 1,850. Was there any reason for this? Usually we tend to grow, but is there any reason for this slowdown?
I didn't get your question. Can you repeat? The sound is also not very clear.
Oh, okay. Sorry, sir. I will repeat one second. Okay. So, in H2, we have delivered 1,700 containers versus 1,650 in H1. Is there any reason for this slowdown?
No, there is not much of a reason for slowdown. There was a little bit of issues with the railways. They have increased the prices of their domestic transportation by 10%. So there was a little bit downtrend, but not much because that has been now covered and now we have got sufficient orders on that account.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And the second question I have is, we have an order book of 80 crores. Out of this, how much is government and how much is private? I'm thinking about the margin.
This is around 300 number of containers, which will be around 10 crore of rupees is the government. And rest of the things are from the private.
Okay. So my third question is, on this, if you look at, we are talking about 5,000 containers in 2025. What is the overall market size in India? Meaning, we are the market leaders. So what is the, how many containers are in demand in a given calendar year?
You see, we are having 50 to 60% of share in the Indian market.
Okay. So it's around 10,000 containers, roughly 10 to 12,000.
Yeah. Basically, when we have started manufacturing in 2021, we were able to fulfill the increased requirement of the various container train operators. There are very few imports from China for the container.
Actually, that was my next question, sir. So for any demand in India, how are we competing with China? Because, for example, they are super cost competitive.
From my introductory listing, our focus is on the special containers. We add some USP to even our normal containers, the standard containers. So that benefit to the customers, our customer.
Okay.
So if you are making any kind of modification from the standard, then China is not cheaper.
Okay.
because then it has to come as a product from them instead of a process line.
Actually, I have seen one of your detailed videos, sir. It was very, very informative. It is on YouTube. Yeah, I followed that. And my last question is, we talked about PLI. And is there any current proposal submitted to the government in regards to PLI, or is it expected?
Yes, last year we had, there is a one organization called SCALE, S-C-A-L-E. Basically, that was, idea was to identify the companies which can be given to PLI and all these things. So container manufacturing was one of them, and we have gone up to a quite this thing, and afterwards I don't know what has happened and the selection came. So let us see with the new formation of the new government, something will happen on this.
Okay. Sir, one more question. So we are doing a capex of 1 crore. How many containers will it increase in terms of capacity? Right now we are at 5,000.
So basically these incremental things are to reach up to 5,000 only.
Okay, okay. So then actually in 2023 we will reach 5,000, and then we are already, our capacity is 5,000. Then how will we grow?
So capacity is slightly higher. Capacity is slightly higher, but we will be able to reach with this kind of arrangement up to 5,000. Actually, capacity is not only dependent on the physical parameter. When you have to have the manpower and all these things also additional.
Okay.
So that we are looking into those things.
Okay. Sir, actually, I really appreciate all the hard work done by your team. I have seen your videos, and all the very best, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes, please.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashok Balani, who is a retail investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. May I audible?
Yeah, very much.
Sir, actually, my question is regarding your plant. Basically, you have mentioned that your plant is on lease or some rental, and it's going to expire on 2024. So, what's your plan further? Is any problem with this rental agreement?
You see, the land is partially owned by company and partially owned by the promoter itself.
Okay.
Me and my wife.
Okay, okay.
There is no question of any expiry of the.
Okay. Second question is my regarding ki, what's the margin for the domestic and export, and what's your vision for the next 5 years?
Yeah, you see that our primary focus is on the domestic container only. Export, as I told you, unless government supports us in terms of PLI, it's difficult to go for the export containers. So our focus will be in the domestic market only. And as I don't know whether you are aware, there are around 20 companies who have registered as a container train operator with Indian Railways by paying license fee of 50 crore rupees each. And out of these 20, this thing, around 6-7 are our active customers who are purely in the domestic transportation. And others are doing the exim transportation. Exim transportation is basically taking the container from the ports to the hinterland, and then taking export from the hinterland and then transporting to the ports. So those containers are owned by shipping lines. As I told you that in India, there is not a major container shipping line who requires containers.
Okay.
So our focus will be on the domestic, and at point of time, railway carries almost 1580 million tons of cargo, and there, which is around 22-23% of the total transport requirement. So, as per policy guidelines of the government, this particular 22-23% has to go to 45%, which translates into almost more than 3,000 million tons by year 2030 or maybe 2031. So the major increase in this has to come from the balance of goods, like finished goods and other this thing. So there is a good requirement of the container now and in future also.
Okay, okay, sir. Actually, we have a more concern about your number of customers. Basically, I have seen that most of the revenue is from the 7 of your customers. It's a very concentrated revenue. So is any plan to...
let me tell you this thing. We have been trying to grow. That's not an issue. The issue is the, if one customer is down in one particular year, the other customer is coming to picture.
Okay, okay, sir. So, is there, sir, any specific plan to increase the operating margins because from 18 to 14?
You see, in the first year itself, we have outsourced so many activities to our sub-vendors. But in this financial year, if we, we have outsourced, say, 100 rupees, now we have outsourced only 5 rupees at this point of time. So, 95% of the activity we have started doing ourselves. So, that will certainly increase our margins without affecting the top line.
Okay, sir. Sir, we have a total belief on your leadership and best of luck, sir. It's all questions from my end.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jaideep Rai, who's an investor. Please go ahead.
My question is already answered.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ankur, who's an investor. Please go ahead.
Nadeshi, am I audible?
Yeah, please, Ankur. Yes.
Sir, on this government orders, can you give us some color which departments we got these orders from?
Basically, it is like this, that 3 years back, Concor has given orders to various organizations. One of them was MDL, Mazagon Dock Limited, which is under Ministry of Defense. So they also got orders for 1,500 containers. So they could not make it, so they outsourced to the other people to manufacture for them. So we got basically effectively Concor container orders through them.
Understood. And sir, because this was a tender-based, is China allowed to bid for it or is it only open for domestic?
Basically, those were by the government. As you know, government has disallowed the Chinese participation for their own
participants. Okay, perfect. And sir, in H2, were there any DFC double-stack containers delivered or no?
We have orders for, as I told you in my introductory listing, that this time we have got special orders for large containers for transportation of the steel products. So we have given around 10 containers to one of our customers for the testing and prototyping and all these things. So they, in the next week onwards, they start from Mumbai to northern part of India, double stack glass trains carrying the steel products.
Okay. And, sir, so,
and hopefully this will be successful, then there will be much more demand on this account.
That's great, sir. And, sir, in
I don't know whether you people have seen that this double stack glass container, now we have extended to Ludhiana and Kanpur also. So very shortly, there will be trains running up to Kanpur and up to Ludhiana carrying these containers.
That's good to know, sir. Sir, in 80 crore of order book, how much is from dwarf containers, double stack?
Dwarf containers at this point of time is hardly anything around 1.5 crores. But now since the trials are going to be there within 1 week's time, so after that, we expect a good amount of orders at least in the next S2.
Yes, sir. And sir, the triple stack container approval came from...
Yeah, basically triple stack, I don't know whether you are aware that RDSO, which is a research organization of railways, they issued the speed certificate for running of these trains. And I have started getting the inquiries from people that how we can operate it and all these things. So let us see, something will come out very soon.
That's great, sir. And sir, last question. Of this 40% or 50% growth guidance, have you factored in anything from your UAE plant or that is more factored in?
No, that is purely from this plant only.
That's great. All right. All the best, sir. And thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ankur.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Agarwal from Impetus Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Naresh.
Yeah, good afternoon. Very good afternoon.
Yeah. My question is on product revenue breakup. I may have missed the initial part. So in the last year revenue, how much was dwarf containers, how much was LTL containers, and do you also sell castings, and how much was that if you do that?
Dwarf containers, and I think this breakup is too much you are asking. है क्या कुछ है क्या कुछ give me some time regarding that your first query.
Okay.
And your second query was what?
Do you send casting sir?
Casting. You see, we have reduced the casting operation substantially.
Mm-hmm.
But as a matter of fact, in fact, that is a positive point also for us, because we are the only steel foundry in India who has been approved for making the corner casting for these containers.
Mm-hmm.
See, there are eight corner casting on the eight corner of a container, and this is a very critical item, because all the loads are transferred through them and they take the maximum brunt of the handling.
Right.
So, we are the only steel foundry approved in India by Lloyd Register UK for manufacturing of these castings which can be used in containers.
Mm-hmm.
So, we primarily make these corner castings for our own containers. And other than that, we have about a small amount of private castings also for the private people who are our old customers.
Okay.
So on this point, maybe around 4 crores of rupees turnover on that account.
Fine. So the container that you make, is that different? Like somebody made a question on inland and exim container, are they different? Because on the multi-model to you is the same container which comes on ship that only goes on the rail and the road, right?
Yeah, basically the dimension wise they are the same. Even if you want to put these containers on ship, you can put on them. But the capacity wise, volume wise, they are different.
Okay. So exim containers can't go to
ton of cargo.
Sorry?
We make containers which can carry 70 ton of cargo. But what they do is they put the cargo when the container is loaded on the train itself and take out the cargo when the container is loaded on the train itself. They don't move the container as it is.
Okay. So so just want to get it clear that the exim containers can't be used by your customers to whomever you are supplying currently?
Basically, those containers, their capacity is not as high as what is allowed on Indian conditions.
Okay. Okay.
And secondly, for the steel products, these containers cannot be used because they are generally the closed roof, while we are giving them the open top so that they can load their steel coil or the slabs or anything from the top itself. So
okay.
Those particular containers are not covered under ISO, you know, that exim sector.
Right. Okay. And who are your competitors? Can you name them, please?
There are some competitors. One is the DCM container, another DPC inline, one is the APPL container.
Okay. Fine. You made a subsidiary, KMT Engineering Private Limited. What is that for? What will that be?
Basically, that is a subsidiary of Kalyani Castec only.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some plan to basically have some diversification through that company, so that we take advantage in terms of the lesser corporate tax and the small scale industries.
So what diversification?
That will let you know in due course, maybe in another quarter.
Okay. So you also, the Kalyani cast holds 51%. Who holds the balance of 49% in that?
Family.
Okay. Fine. You have some current investments in balance sheet of 15 crore, but you made an investment of 23 crore, but on the balance sheet is only 15 crores. So can you explain what is that?
Say again.
In your cash flow, there is an outflow of 23 crore rupees for current investments, but on the balance sheet, there is a current investment of only 15 crore.
That actually, those details, let me ask my CA, then I will let you know. You can put up a separate to your question.
Okay. Fine. This year you will, you know, your capacity around 5,000, you will be doing 5,000. So next year you will require for the next year, you will have to do capex.
We will be doing 5,000 because we have to keep the extra capacity every time.
Okay. Even then for the next year, you will require capex, right?
Yeah. तो कुछ तो हम लोग पैसे जनरेट करेंगे ना
Yeah. So what I'm asking is, like, will that be incremental through balancing equipment, or will you have to incur substantial CapEx for that?
You see, as I think in the introductory part, we have mentioned about our overseas venture. If that comes out, then we require substantial CapEx.
Okay. Fine. Right. Okay. One more question I had. I think, yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Paramjeet Singh, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Naresh. Am I audible?
Yeah, Paramjeet ji.
Mr. Naresh, my question is, with so many trials and prototypes happening with Indian Railways, do you foresee demand for your containers to explode in 2-3 years?
Basically, you see that whatever trials in the segment of containers are taking place, that is on our advice only, and we have been actively participating on those particular trials. And we have been suggesting to various government organizations like HCI and other people to have our these kind of special containers for the transportation, bulk transportation of food grains, fly ash, cement, and all these things. So we are actively participating and suggesting at various locations to Indian Railways at various levels. And then these things are happening. So basically, you see, we are not only the container manufacturers. We are basically providing a logistic solution for particular commodity or particular product.
Okay. And Mr. Naresh, freight train running is kind of privatized, but your customers, is it like these train operators buy containers from you on the recommendation by railways, or how does it work?
Yeah, it is basically, as I told you, there are 20 companies who have got license to run their own trains. So out of that, 5-6 companies are actively participating in the domestic segment. So the domestic segment, these people buy the containers from, they own their own containers. So they are our customers.
Okay, I get it. And just maybe I would have missed it, but your Dubai subsidiary, what are you planning to do there, sir, if you can explain again?
Basically, you know, Abhi Tak Dubai was primarily on the service segment. Now they wanted to basically also diversify into industry segment. So when there will be a lot of industry, there will be the requirement of the export from those countries. And Dubai has got an advantage in terms of they have got CEPA agreement with almost 20 countries, including India. So CEPA means anything produced in Dubai, made in Dubai, the customs duty is zero.
Okay.
And vice versa. So similarly, they have got CEPA agreement with Malaysia, Indonesia, Bangladesh. They are having CEPA agreement with some African countries. So one thing is that we can meet the domestic requirement of these particular countries. Secondly, we have been negotiating with them to give some benefit to this industry, because this industry will help them in terms of providing service to their industries and in helping the increasing the GDP of that particular country. So we have been actively pursuing them. Let us see what the result will come.
And sir, just to follow up, you will be able to compete on cost from your Chinese counterpart?
Yeah, basically we have opened our all these things, that these are the Chinese cost and this is our cost, where in between you can help in this regard.
Okay. One last question, sir. What is your average order size per customer?
This is a difficult question. So order size varies between 4 crore rupees to 20 crore rupees.
Okay. And sir, you said you will be growing 50% this year. Do you foresee the same kind of growth rate for next 3 years, 5 years? What is your hunch?
Yeah, it should be. It should be.
You see that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you very much, and all the best, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Jain from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good afternoon and thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, please.
So, sir, my question is follow up from the previous participant on the Dubai plant. So, how much cost are we expecting and how much would be the capacity plant that you have?
So, say again.
So, Dubai plant that we are targeting, would be the estimated cost?
There, we have to have a good amount of economy of scale. We start with a plant which can manufacture 10,000 containers a year to 100,000 containers a year in 3-4 phases.
Okay, so what's the cost we are expecting for that?
Maybe around how much? Maybe around 50 USD, million USD.
Sir, I missed the amount.
Yeah.
50 crores?
Yeah, maybe. These things are being worked out. The exact amount I will not be able to tell you at this point of time. We have hired a consultant who is working on this.
Okay, sir. No issues. So, secondly, on the two segments that we operate in, although you mentioned that the casting is on the lower side, can you give a breakup of margins? What is the margin between container and the casting business?
The casting business is very little bit, and the outside casting is not even 4-5% of our total revenue.
Okay, got it. So, next question is on the tendering process. So, how does a customer tender, the Indian government tender, we know the process. So, how does the negotiation take place? So, is it on the purely on the cost basis or is it on the quality thing that the customer looks into? So, can you give some color on that?
There are 3-4 criteria the customer looks into the container requirement. Number one is that what kind of containers we can offer, at what price, what time, and at what cost. So we beat our competition in all these criteria.
Okay. So
my capex is very low for this kind of turnover. I don't know whether you observed this kind of in the balance sheet.
Yeah, sir. That was commendable because we have also linked down with the promoter. So the fixed assets with the company are on the lower side. So we enjoy much higher turn asset term. So that. That was noticeable.
You see, around 6-7 crore rupees, we are doing the top line of almost 95-96 crores. So that is a good achievement as far as the industry is concerned.
Yeah. So next question is on the customized products that we are entering into. So do they have much higher margins compared to existing margins that we have?
Yeah, slightly, yes.
Okay, so in it would be higher by 3-4%?
I will not be able to put those figures because this is a public this thing and
okay, no issues, sir. Next on the dedicated freight corridor that you mentioned about, we have supplied 10 containers on that part. So how are you seeing on that progress on that part?
Basically, let me tell you, please listen carefully. We have a container called dwarf container, which can be double stacked on normal Indian railway route under electrified segments or sectors. And there is one sector called Western Dedicated Freight Corridor that runs between Dadri, a place in UP, almost near to Delhi. Ultimately, it has to go up to JNPT, but it is around 200 kilometers short of JNPT. But nevertheless, Port of Pipavav and Mundra, they are already connected on that WDFC. So on this WDFC, we can have triple stack of these dwarf containers. So that permission we have got from the railway, and now we are looking for the customers who can be benefited from this kind of operations. Secondly, that what I told you about is the steel product transportation from Mumbai to northern part of India. So that we have developed special dwarf containers which can carry 70 tons of cargo each container, and our open top container, you can load or unload the cargo from these containers while either on rail or you can take the container to the customer site also. So no need to handle multiple times. So you can take the container and open the tarpaulin and then you can lift the cargo. So these particular containers we have developed for the special kind of steel which requires weatherproofing. So you cannot take them open. So we have provided a very beautiful tarpaulin system for the roof so that it can be handled with minimum labor and minimum time. So that is basically the USP we have added to these containers. So they are on the trial. 10 containers we have already supplied yesterday. So within 1 or 2 weeks, they will get the trial and any issues come over. Then we are expecting good orders on that account.
So have we seen some orders coming apart from the 10 orders, trial orders?
Yeah, yeah. We are already in negotiation for 200 containers, but there is a 22 types with the 10 containers.
Okay, got it. That's interesting to be tracked. So lastly, on the succession plan that we have, so what's the plan do we have in place?
Abhi to yaar hamari zindagi bahut hai, don't worry about that.
I couldn't get you.
Abhi to we have got lot of time to work.
Yeah.
At the appropriate time. So, my both sons are engineers, so if required, then they will take over and come.
So have they joined us or?
No, they are not yet joined. They are doing the study in US. So not yet joined.
Okay, sir. So thanks. It was really helpful and the commentary seems to be heartening. So all the best for your future execution.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Singh from Invest Analysis Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Rohit.
Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, very much.
So, from this commentary, basically, I have two concerns on the future growth strategy. One is our capacity, which you are saying will be 5,000, and we will do that much volume in FY25. So, first question is, what after FY25, sir? Like, how do we grow our capacity?
You see, at this point of time, my capacity is around 6,000. I said we will be doing around 5,000. So if required, we are expecting much more demand, then we daily basis, we assess our capacity and take the necessary and action in advance so that we should not be falling short of capacities.
Understood, sir. And secondly, sir, you mentioned the total market size of 12,000 containers. So, and we are focusing on this market size only, like you mentioned, we are focusing on India. So, where we already have 50% market share. So, how do you see this overall market to grow from here? If you can put some color on your growth numbers.
Yeah, I think I can tell you the broader vision and the exact calculation and all. Nobody has done any reporting on that. No study has been done. So, as I told you that in order to sustain, sustainable growth of any nation. That depends on how well your transport system is, how well your end deliveries are. So if this particular 8% or 9% or 7% GDP growth has to sustain for a longer period of time, then you require a robust transport system using railway system. Because on road, you cannot have those kind of trucks and moving all these things. So railway is basically, one is that energy-wise, they are almost 1/6 of the road per ton basis. And for the longer period, longer journeys, the railway is cheaper in terms of the overall cost also. So keeping that in mind, railway has got plans that by 5 to 6 years, they have to increase from existing 22-23% to share to 45% share of the transportation. So the maximum incremental has to come for the finished goods. And for the finished goods, people require containers. So there is a good amount of traction has to be there in the container segment.
Understood.
Hope I have answered.
Yes, sir. And sir, on dedicated corridor side, you mentioned you will be supplying triple stack draft containers. So when do you see this special container is going to contribute to our revenue?
So basically, container will remain the same, draft container. Container remains the same. Depending upon the envelope available on Indian Railways, we can do triple stacking or double stacking. So it depends upon how much envelope is available in that particular section. So that is how it is.
So how much order do you expect from this dedicated corridor side in FY25?
Your question should be how much you are expecting from the dwarf containers. Whether they can be triple stack or double stack is a matter of time and the other thing. But we are expecting good traction in the dwarf containers from this year onwards, because many more sectors have been cleared by Indian Railways for running of these kind of trains.
Understood, sir. That's it from my side, sir. All the best.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naveen Goyal from Dabur India Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Audible?
Thoda sa break aur aapki voice mein.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Just wanted to check, like, if you can share the exact projection, future projection for next 3 years, if you have any idea about that.
You see, this year I am very confident that we will be going by 40 to 50%. And the next year, maybe this kind of growth, maybe 30-35% growth should continue for another 4 to 5 years.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. That's it.
Yeah, please.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Invest Analysis Advisory. Please go ahead.
My question is answered.
Thank you.
Please, next.
The next follow-up question is from the line of Paramjeet Singh, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Mr. Naresh, sir, I want to know when Railway Minister and his team visited, and I heard one of the places you saying that Railway Minister said he wants to see your company growing 4 to 5 times every year.
Say again.
I mean, I heard you saying in one of the YouTube interviews
that was basically Mr. comment when we have made the presentation to him and when he visited us in our factory. So they were the congratulatory remarks from the minister.
Right. Right. So, this is demand for containers to grow up because if railway has to increase the...
Yeah, basically demand has to grow. As I told you that the maximum growth of railway, you have to come from the finished goods. Abhi to railway ka major focus is on the bulk transportation like coal, iron ore, cement, food grain and all these things. But if it has to basically grow to a certain point, then the growth has to come from the finished goods.
Okay. So that's why he... And one more thing, sir, I want to check your Dubai thing which you are pursuing. What are the timelines in which we can hear something concrete on that? Is it expected in next quarter or...
There also we are dealing with the government, and here also we depend upon that how the things will go. As a, basically 3 months back, the finance minister came to Delhi and we have met him. So he just shown keen interest in that. Then based upon their, they have sent us some template and all to be filled up. So there are lot many things which were the local. So we have engaged a local consultant to do the needful for us and to pursue our case from there. So let us see how much time. It's very difficult to put a timeline on that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks for your answers. All the best.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of CA Varun Agarwal from Networthy Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Agarwal.
Mr. Agarwal, your line is unmuted. You can proceed with your question.
Thank you for the opportunity again. So we seriously wish that the Dubai venture goes through. But if at all it gets delayed, then beyond FY25, what is our plan B for growth?
Yeah, then the, you see that comes to some shape or we were convinced of our viability. Then the sky is the limit for us.
Sorry, sir, I didn't get you.
If you see the plan works out and we feel some viability is there in this project, then sky is the limit.
Yeah, that I understood, sir. In case there is a delay in that, What is the other plan for growth?
That whatever projections I have been discussing, that we are purely discussing on the existing plant. We have not included Dubai into picture at all. That is going to be a big bonus if it comes out.
Because we are already having more than 50% market share of 10,000 containers. So beyond the current year, beyond FY25, how will we grow? That is what I know.
As I told you, this container market in India has to grow substantially.
Okay.
So our main growth story, which I have been telling up till now, is based upon our domestic requirement only. If anything comes from the export or if anything comes from Dubai plant, that will be a big bonus for us.
Okay, sir. Understood.
That we have not considered in our growth story till now.
Point taken, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes, please.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahesh Kanede, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Namaste, sir.
Kanede ji, bataiye.
Hello. I want to ask about the manpower on manpower part. How many employees are there permanent and on contract basis in company?
We have got ratio 50-50%. 50% are on our role and 50% are through contractors.
Sir, total number of employees, how many are there?
It keeps on varying on daily basis between 250 to 300.
Okay. And second question, sir, you have said that you have 80 crores of order book and
bolo.
Do you communicate to exchange on a periodical basis?
Basically, we consider the order, coming order, and our basically normal productivity activity is a normal activity. If there is anything special, then we should communicate to exchange. So that is basically our understanding of the whole system. If this is different, then we will discuss with somebody.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Naresh Kumar for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you, Samir. Sagar, sorry. Basically, so it has been a nice interaction and suggestion from our investors. And let me assure our investors that you are in the right company. And we assure you anything we took from the investors in terms of IPO proceeds and all, that is being each and every penny is being spent on the welfare of the company, nothing else. And we are very transparent in our books, and we do the business in a very transparent and consistent with the laws of the government and India. So rest assured, the company, you are in the safe hands. Thank you so much for participating. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. On behalf of Kalyani Castech Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.